Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. The ACLU of Ohio has filed a discrimination charge with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission against J.P. Morgan Chase. At issue is their parental leave policy. Columbus resident and J.P. Morgan Chase employee Derek Rotundo claims the company discriminates against men by designating biological mothers as the primary caregivers. He says that means a difference of 14 weeks of eligible paid parental leave. Here to discuss the charge is Freda Levinson, the legal director of the ACLU of Ohio. Good afternoon, Freda.
Good afternoon, Claire.
To start, give us a brief overview of the facts of the case. What did Rotundo ask for, and how did J.P. Morgan respond?
Mr. Rotundo, just prior to the birth of his second child, sought advice from the Human Relations Department at J.P. Morgan Chase to see what the parental leave policy would be, and he was informed that had he been the biological, he would receive 16 weeks of paid leave. But as biological father, he would only receive 2 weeks of paid leave. Fathers are considered secondary caretakers, not primary. They can receive the full 16 weeks only under certain circumstances, only if the mother needs to return to work full-time, or if it can be proven that the mother is medically unable to care at all for the child.
And Rotundo did not qualify for those.
No. Fortunately, the mom is completely healthy and able to care for the child, but she's a school teacher who is on summer leave, so she is not required to return to work for several weeks.
And with those two exceptions, women at J.P. Morgan don't have to prove those about their partners when they apply for primary caregiver leave. Is that right?
That's exactly right. This policy treats women employees different from male employees, and that's sex discrimination. It's unlawful under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act.
On that note, what laws and statutes are relevant here?
Two laws. Federal law, Title VII, as I said, of the Civil Rights Act, prohibits sex discrimination, and this is intentional, clear sex discrimination. It treats women employees different from male employees by advantaging women employees, giving them a benefit that male employees can't get, and it also violates a parallel set of Ohio state laws, fair employment practice laws.
I should say we reached out to J.P. Morgan Chase. We were told they do not comment on active litigation. Some people might argue that biological mothers deserve more time because they go through a lot of physical strain in delivering a baby and in feeding it. But this policy does not concern medical recovery. There's a distinction there, right?
Yeah, that's a very important point. I'm really glad you raised that because we're not talking about medical leave here. Of course, women need time to recover medically from childbirth, whether it's vaginal or cesarean, whatever kind of medical situation they have. But this isn't medical leave. We're talking here about the time that is spent bonding with and taking care of a child after medical recovery. So men and women are exactly situated similarly here.
If this lawsuit is successful, what are some of the broader implications in Ohio or beyond?
Well, if this lawsuit is successful, J.P. Morgan Chase will be required to revise its policy to treat fathers and mothers the same. And this would send a signal to other employers, large and small, throughout the country, that they may not discriminate in their parental leave policies either.
Freda Levinson, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Claire.